This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The nation today pays tribute to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives while defending the parliament during the terrorist attack 24 years ago, that is on 13 December 2001. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Piyush Goyal, Jitendra Singh, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal paid floral tributes to the martyrs at the Parliament House. Leader of the Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Senior Congress Leader Sonia Gandhi and other members of Parliament also paid floral tributes to the martyrs. The government has approved the Coal Setu policy, creating a new window for the auction of coal linkages for diverse industrial uses and exports. It will ensure fair access and optimal utilization of the resource. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, yesterday gave nod to the policy for auction of coal linkage for seamless, efficient and transparent utilization or Coal Setu. Briefing media, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the policy will allow allocation of coal linkages on an auction basis for long term for any industrial use and export by adding a separate window named Coal Setu in the NRS, that is Non-Regulated Sector Linkage Auction Policy of 2016.
2016 mein Coal Setu ke madhyam se.
In 2016, a system was introduced to auction the non-power sector through Coal Setu in a very transparent manner. A second major reform has been done in it. Now, irrespective of the end use, any user can participate in the Coal Setu window. And export of coal will also be promoted. This will bring a lot of flexibility in the industry.
Isse bahut badi flexibility aayegi industry mein.
The cabinet has also cleared budget of 11,718 crore rupees for conducting Census 2027. Mr. Vaishnav said, Census 2027 will be conducted in two phases. He said it will be the first ever digital census. Caste enumeration will be included in Census 2027. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the approval of the Coal Setu policy by the Union Cabinet is an important step towards strengthening India's energy security and accelerating growth. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi said the Coal Setu policy will create a new window to enable seamless, efficient and transparent utilization of coal. The Election Commission has appointed Special Role Observers or SROs to oversee the Special Intensive Revision SIR of the electoral rolls in 8 major states. The observers have been assigned to West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan. The poll body said the observers have already commenced their work and are expected to be present in these states for 2 days each week until the publication of the final electoral rolls in February 2026. Their mandate is to ensure that the revision exercise is carried out smoothly and transparently. India's resolution on strengthening the global management of wildfires was adopted at the 7th session of the UN Environment Assembly or UNEA-7 in Nairobi, Kenya yesterday. The resolution moved by India received wide support from member states, reaffirming global recognition of the urgent need to address the rising threat of wildfires worldwide. In a statement, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said, India underlined that wildfires have emerged as one of the most pressing environmental challenges globally. Kolkata is buzzing with excitement as football icon Lionel Messi arrived in the city in the wee hours today to begin his much-anticipated GOAT India tour. Thousands of fans braved the December chill to catch a glimpse of the football legend as he arrived at the airport. The Argentine superstar's visit marks his return to India after 14 years and kicks off a 3-day tour that will also take him to Hyderabad, Mumbai and New Delhi. The tour includes public appearances, cultural events and football exhibitions. And second seed India will take on defending champions Egypt in the semi-finals of Squash World Cup in Chennai today. Top seeds Hong Kong will face Japan in the other semi-final. India stormed into the last four with a commanding 3-0 victory over 7-seed South Africa, while Egypt eased past Australia 3-0 in the quarterfinals yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.